One of the things that we've really been working on this year is making city council meetings, and this is kind of a personal goal of mine, is to make things as welcoming as possible. There are a lot of people that work during the day and they don't really get a chance to attend council meetings or interact with council members. And I've made it a goal to try to, I'm going to be meeting with, there's a moms group. And so I'll go to the playground and listen to the moms. And what are the complaints or concerns that they have? Because their concerns are going to be completely different than the ones we hear at the council chambers. And it's important for us as elected officials to reach out for feedback, not just sit back and wait for it to come.
So this is your first time as mayor. What are your priorities for 2019?
Our biggest priority is housing. And that's not just for me as mayor, but our council and our staff. Healdsburg has a lot to be proud of. We are meeting our regional housing needs assessment. It's referred to as the RENA numbers. And we're actually one of only 24 cities out of 400 that are meeting those numbers. So we've done a lot, but that's not enough. There are a lot of people that that need help, that need a place to live. And this is a crisis that's not just unique to Healdsburg, but countywide and also nationwide.
So speaking of affordable housing, there was some recent controversy over the city budget. You have a hotel tax, and it came out that a third of that goes to overhead costs and administration. And I think people were especially upset after the closure of the Piper Street apartments for renovation. So a lot of those people are going to be displaced. Do you feel like the use of those funds for Measure S is appropriate?
Absolutely. And that's just to be clear, that's something that was discussed at during the budget process when we had Measure S. And you're right, Measure S was passed in 2016, which is a 2% tax on the hotel guests, so the transit occupancy tax. It's an additional 2% that goes into a housing fund. I look at it as a fund that we have a renewable source of income, but we need to be careful with those funds. I mean, we need to use those funds wisely, and we need to leverage those funds. And part of that leveraging is getting a housing director and people that can access those grants, that can navigate the complexities of the financing structures that we need to do if we are going to look at purchasing apartment buildings or helping out with homeless services. So there's a whole range of things that can be used that can be leveraged with those funds. And we're lucky we were able to hire a top-notch housing director in Steven Sotomayor. There are a lot of cities that wish they had that position filled, and we were lucky to be able to get that. It's a fund that's been around for 2 years, and it's a fund that'll be growing. We're anticipating the budget, I think, next year was going to be about $1.3 million in fund balance. So as that fund balance grows, I don't anticipate the salaries to continue to grow at that same pace. It's a growing fund. It's a young fund. It's just started. And so we as a council are very conscious about not trying to create new programs that add additional staff levels. This is a position that was sorely needed. And now we have a quarterback to kind of run this team, so to speak. And I anticipate a lot of good things.